In Gaza, even the dead do not lie in peace. An Israeli bomb dropped on the Sheikh Radwan cemetery, pulverizing dozens of bodies, some of which had been buried in recent days, and no rest for the living. The quiet between attacks filled with tension and contemplation of an existence that's been ripped apart. This the stark reality of a war in which unarmed civilians are as much under fire as the fighters. The UN Secretary General arrived in the region as diplomatic moves to secure a ceasefire continue to no avail. The call made by the Security Council last week still ignored. And Ban Ki-moon reveals he's been in direct contact with the Israeli authorities.
I would not give you any details what I have been discussing with Israeli government. But you have my full commitment that I'll do my best as Secretary General of the United Nations, first and foremost, to bring ceasefire immediately and do whatever I can do in my power to bring humanitarian assistance, and also encourage all the negotiations now under discussions.
And while Israel fights in the south, sirens sound in its north. Three rockets fired across the Lebanese border. No one is killed, no one is injured, and no one has claimed responsibility. The Israeli government still giving no sign of any timetable for its operation. The Prime Minister intent on pressing ahead with the invasion of Gaza. According to media reports, reluctant to call a meeting of his security cabinet in which a timetable may be debated. The defense minister sending signals that he's in favor of an initial short-term ceasefire, one which might allow the negotiations for a longer-term agreement to gain some traction. Sources indicate that Ehud Barak may send his representative to attend the talks in Cairo within the next 24 hours. The idea that General Amos Gilad would then brief the security cabinet on his return. That is, if the Prime Minister allows it to convene. But meanwhile, the incessant attacks on Gaza continue. The telltale tendrils of white phosphorus lace the sky. A substance that can and does burn to the bone. The flames roar in people's homes. Precious water that's in short supply, used in an attempt to contain the damage. More injured. More ferried to the hospitals. And more carried to their graves. As the death toll crosses a grim mark. More than 1,000 Palestinians killed in less than 3 weeks of Israeli attack. Yet despite the bloodshed, the destruction, the suffering, the Palestinian rockets still fly. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Jerusalem.